One of the, earliest memories I have is actually being with my grandma. She had a lot of chronic medical illnesses, and I remember going to the doctor's with her, and I was the weird kid who actually liked the doctor's office. I wasn't scared. I actually liked to get my shots. I was a little weird, but I remember just, kind of going on those trips with her. And then her favorite show to watch was actually ER. Being around my grandmother during all of her health issues that she had kind of sparked my initial interest as I was a very young kid.
Are you a first generation doctor? Do you come from a family that was interested in medicine and practiced medicine?
I'm a first generation college student, so I was the first one in my family to go to college, so definitely the first one to go to medical school and become a doctor.
Have you faced adversity as you pursued medicine?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, starting as early as when you're in grade school, when I, would tell, some of my teachers what I wanted to do was become a doctor, I was told by those people that I should not even try, that I probably wouldn't even make it past high school because of where I grew up. And, I remember third or fourth grade, being discouraged. Going into college, I came from an inner city school where the matriculation rate wasn't very good and the graduation rate wasn't very good. Even though I had my test scores and my grades were as good as the students that came from more affluent neighborhoods, I was kind of told by my counselors that I was already a risk to drop out just because of where I came from. Not based on anything about my merit or my knowledge or my work ethic, but just funneled into a category based on demographics. I mean, moving into medical school, the hardest part about being a person of color, in my opinion, and going into medical school is just not seeing anyone that looks like you. And so you kind of constantly question if you are supposed to be in this space because you're occupying the space with a bunch of other people that you don't have a lot in common with. Everyone seems to come from this like homogenous community. As you continue to go, the funnel just gets smaller and smaller.
How did you get through that?
I had a lot of support from other people. So I grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club in my hometown, and they were kind of like my family, and they supported me. And I did have mentors that from my medical school and from the community. And then just being, I think I was highly self-motivated.
You talked about being in spaces where no one else looks like you. Do you hope to influence your colleagues in a positive way about their interactions with patients of color?
Interestingly, I actually do already do that. My program director and my program actually came to me wanting to be better about that and asked me to kind of lead kind of a task force, improve cultural competency in our program, and also try to recruit people of different backgrounds to come and be a part of our program. And so we have, started a curriculum where we give lectures throughout the year about different topics in diversity and inclusion. And we also are kind of invested in recruiting people of different backgrounds.
That's incredible that you're already able to make an impact, even just in your first few years. You're already involved in so much that's going to have such a positive impact on patients and on the medical field as a whole.
And I'm also lucky enough to serve on the multicultural council that is kind of network-wide at our hospital system to kind of talk about these issues. And I think the most important thing at the end of the day is to kind of just be an advocate for my patients. These conversations can be had to try to bridge some of those gaps.